Greetings, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In the previous program, we proved that everything dealing with the Passover was accomplished on the 14th day of the first month, the month of Abib. Everything dealing with the Passover was accomplished on the 14th. Nothing regarding the Passover occurred on the 15th. These are the things that happened in sequence on the 14th. One is that the Israelites were told to keep the lamb until the beginning of the 14th. They were told, too, that they had to sacrifice the Passover lamb at evening time at the going down of the sun. So this would have been at the end of the 13th and the beginning of the 14th, because you know that God starts his day in the evening, and it goes from one evening to the next evening. So first it's the evening, then it's the morning. So this would have been at the end of the 13th, at the going down of the sun, which would have been the beginning of the 14th. And then the Israelites were told to take the blood of the lamb and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses. This was so that they would be protected when the death angel passed through Egypt and slew all of the firstborn, both of man and beast. And it says, I will pass through the land of Egypt this night at midnight. God was going to send the death angel at midnight on that night of the 14th. Also, God told the Israelites that none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning. So there are two conditions for them to remain alive. One, they had to make sure that the blood was upon the doorpost, and two, they had to make sure that they did not go out of the house in the evening. They could not go out until the morning. And then the next thing is that it was during the daylight portion of the 14th, because again, remember that the night portion comes first and then the daylight portion. So it was during the daylight portion of the 14th that the Israelites did come out of their house. They waited until the morning, as God said. They came out of their houses and they spoiled the Egyptians, meaning that they took everything from the Egyptians that they needed, the silver, the gold, etc., and they prepared to leave Egypt. And of course, it was on the daylight portion of the 14th that the Egyptians would have been ready to just hand over everything to them because of the death of the firstborn that evening. Nothing else had broken the will of the Egyptians, but that did. That 10th and final plague, the death angel coming, that broke their spirit. That released Israel from the grip and the bondage of Egypt. And of course, the analogy is perfectly clear. Nothing else breaks the power of Satan, which is a type of Pharaoh, and Egypt, which is a type of this world, except for the blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. That is the only power by which we can be released from Satan's grip and be in God's hand instead. That is the power that gives us the victory, is the precious blood of the Lamb of God, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. So now, let's discuss the 15th day of this first month, which is the first day of unleavened bread. As a prelude, please turn to Leviticus chapter 23, and we'll read verses 6 through 8. This is Leviticus 23, verses 6 through 8, because I want you to catch here that there is a very clear distinction that the Passover is on the 14th and that the days of unleavened bread start on the 15th. They are two separate festivals, two separate appointments that God wants us to keep. And so it says, on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread, and the first and the 7th days you shall have a holy convocation, meaning that they shall get together for services. You shall do no servile work therein. It's a Sabbath day. This is one of the annual Sabbaths, one of the annual appointments with God. And now let's go to our timeline in Exodus chapter 12. So in Exodus chapter 12, reading in verse 14 through 17, we see that there's some important information about what happened on the 15th. Everything regarding the Passover happened on the 14th, but there was something very important that happened on the 15th, the first day of unleavened bread. And this day shall be to you for a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. And in the first day there shall be a holy convocation, and in the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat. That only may be done of you. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. Now notice this next part. Alright? You shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. Why? For in the selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. For in the selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. So it's very, very clear that it was on the 15th day of the month of Abib, the first month of the year, which happened to be the first day of unleavened bread. It was on this day that God brought the armies of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Now, when we say the selfsame day, it was not during the daylight portion that God brought them out of Egypt. It was during the night portion when God brought them out of Egypt. And we can prove that beyond a shadow of a doubt by reading Numbers chapter 33 and verse 3. So I'll give you a moment to get a pencil and paper if you hadn't had one already, because this scripture here is so important to write down if we want to get the proper sequence. So this is in Numbers chapter 33 and verse 3. Here it says, "Observe the month of Abib, for in the month of Abib the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt." How and when? By night. He brought you out of Egypt by night. And they departed from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the day after the Passover. Did you catch that? On the day after the Passover. That's when the children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all of the Egyptians. My friends, I don't know how so many people can get so confused on the sequence of events if they just read the scriptures for what they say. Can you debate from this scripture here that everything that happened on the Passover happened on the Passover, and it was the morrow after the Passover, on the first day of unleavened bread, the 15th day of the month, because the Passover is on the 14th day of the month, so on the 15th day of the month, on the morrow after the Passover, that's when the children of Israel went out of Egypt at night with a high hand. There should be absolutely no debating. This is absolutely clear. So to review, everything that happened on the 14th was about the Passover. What happened on the 15th was about Israel being delivered from Egypt. That's when they came out. So what happened was, at the beginning of the 14th, at sunset, at the end of the 13th, beginning of the 14th, they took the Passover lamb, killed it. They had to make sure that they ate it and that they had the blood on the doorpost by midnight on the night of the 14th. Then they were told not to leave their houses until the morning. So the death angel came at midnight, slew all of the firstborn of the Egyptians and any Israelites that didn't have the blood on their doorposts, and any Israelites that had foolishly left their houses that evening. So did all of the slaying. And then Pharaoh came and urgently requested that Moses and the Israelites leave. Of course, in the morning, when it was safe to come out of the house, they came out of the house. They spoiled the Egyptians by taking all of the jewelry and silver and gold and whatever else they needed to depart, which the Egyptians gladly gave to them in order to thrust them out of Egypt. Then, and that was during the daylight portion, and then at night, after the 14th was over, when the sun set at the end of the 14th, and it began the 15th, that night of the 15th, that's when God delivered Israel out of Egypt. And for a second witness to this, let's hear the testimony of Exodus chapter 12, and we'll read verses 40 through 42. This is Exodus chapter 12, verses 40 through 42. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel, who dwelt in Egypt, was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. So my comment is, the night to be much observed is the night Israel came out of Egypt. And this would have been Abib 15. After the Passover and the 7 days of unleavened bread, the next in God's appointment book is Pentecost. For look at what happened on that day 3,500 years ago. Please turn to Exodus chapter 19. This would be in Exodus chapter 19. And in verse 1 it says, in the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. And then in verses 10 through 11 it says, and the Lord said to Moses, go to the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and be ready the third day. For the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And Jewish tradition says that the Ten Commandments were given on the day of Pentecost. And that is very likely that it occurred then, because it says in verse 1, in the third month. And if you realize that the Passover and the Days of Unleavened Bread are in the middle of the first month, if you count to the beginning of the third month, that would be about 50 days, and that's what Pentecost means, is count 50. So counting 50 from the Days of Unleavened Bread until Pentecost, this could truly fit. So I do believe that the Ten Commandments were given on Mount Sinai on the day of Pentecost. Okay, so those were three of the seven annual appointments God kept with Israel 3,500 years ago. Now let's see what God did 1,500 years later when he kept his appointments with Jesus and 120 of his disciples. To understand the sequence of events that occurred during the last week of Jesus' life, we must recognize that in Jesus' time, the Israelites were accustomed to calling Passover the Days of Unleavened Bread, and to calling the Days of Unleavened Bread Passover. In other words, because there's no break in days between the Passover and unleavened bread, and because unleavened bread was eaten during the Passover meal, the names of the two separate feasts had become interchangeable. And we can see that in Luke chapter 22, verse 1. Again, I'll repeat this because this is absolutely critical to eliminate much confusion. This is Luke chapter 22 and verse 1. It reads, now the Feast of Unleavened Bread drew near, which is called the Passover. So you see how that was used interchangeably. And unless you understand this point, you will imagine that there are contradictions in the Scriptures. There are no contradictions in the Scriptures. That would just be your imagination based on misunderstanding. But I will show you how the last week of Christ's life and the birth of the church follow the same exact sequence of events as the last week of Israel's life in Egypt and the birth of Israel as a free nation. And I thank you for joining me on this program. I'll have to cover that part in the next program, and may God be in you.